You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Donald Trump has to be sweating right now, and I want to show you exactly why. Elon Musk was Trump's political donor just a few months ago, and he was using all of his money and his platform X to bring all of this positive attention towards the Trump campaign. Well, now things have flipped very quickly because Elon is leveraging his wealth and his platform X to point all of his attention at the Epstein client list cover-up. Elon Musk at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., pulled in tens of millions of views talking about the cover-up, exposing this admin's lies, and weirdly enough, Elon was just clarifying who has ownership of the files, which right now is the FBI, the DOJ, and therefore the executive branch. So someone who has been spreading so much disinformation on their platform is now weaponizing their platform to try to take down Donald Trump. And look at this. Even in the first post right here, I see 4.9 million views. This is because we live in an attention economy where online views do matter now. When Elon Musk pulls 20 million views overnight exposing this client list, those aren't small numbers. And can I remind you, Elon Musk was the one who kind of kicked this all off. It's been a long month, so it's hard to remember that a month ago, Elon Musk said, "Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT." He then said, "Mark this post for the future. The truth will come out." Elon has since deleted this tweet, but Trump has sued people for way less. So Trump never launched a lawsuit. Trump responded to this, but since then, the situation has blown up tenfold, 100-fold, and Elon Musk is doubling down on exposing the Trump admin. It's just interesting because when Elon said this, we all thought it was insane at the time, but nobody knew that the DOJ would screw themselves over so badly less than a month later. On top of that, I've been sending this around to all my MAGA supporter friends. It's this interview of Jeffrey Epstein where he says, "I was Donald Trump's closest friend." Even beyond that, what about this quote from Trump? He said, quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He said he's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life." Then Donald Trump went on years later to brag about grabbing women because they just let you do it if you're a celebrity. Just sickening, sickening stuff. The reason I'm walking you through this is because you can paint a very convincing picture of Elon Musk going, "Hey, Trump is in the files." Then you look at the evidence. Oh, Trump and Epstein were really good friends. Actually, really good friends. And then, as you do more research, Pam Bondi pulls the files, says they don't exist whatsoever. Now Elon Musk is on a crusade to expose the Trump admin. Let's walk through what he said last night. And really quickly, I want to thank PDS Debt for making these videos possible and for offering a free debt assessment for you. If you're trapped under credit card bills or medical debt or personal loans that never seem to shrink, you can take control of that right now by trying PDS Debt and seeing why tens of thousands of Americans trust them to finally break free. They can help you with a free debt assessment and then put you back in control by creating a personalized financial plan based on your unique situation. No cookie cutter solutions. They have advanced technology and a dedicated team that can understand exactly what you're facing. The best part is there's no minimum credit score needed. If you have good credit, fair credit, or bad credit, they can help you save money, pay off debt faster, and start growing your savings again. It's very overwhelming and frustrating, but they can make it easier. It takes just 30 seconds to get started. Go to pdsdebt.com/Adam Mockler to get a free debt assessment. It is free. Every day you wait costs more money, so take your life back with PDS Debt at pdsdebt.com/Mockler. Click the top link below. Thank you all. He said this in his first tweet, "Where is phase two? Responding to the Epstein files, phase one." Now, I actually said the same thing to Jack Posobiec when I debated him on Piers Morgan. I said, where is phase two, bro? He then retweeted Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie said, Americans deserve transparency, and the victims of Epstein deserve justice. Thank you, Representative Boebert, for co-sponsoring this legislation to release the Epstein files. I also believe Ro Khanna helped co-sponsor this legislation, but Republicans are going to shoot it down because they're hiding something. Now, this brings me to Elon Musk's back and forth. Just to explain what happened here. Elon Musk has been trying to prove that his AI bot, Grok, is no longer a Nazi or Mecha Hitler. So what he's been doing is having conversations with it. And this conversation I found quite interesting because he used his own bot, Grok, to expose Trump's lies. Let's just start from the beginning. There's a tweet that reads, from Grok, flight logs show Bill Clinton visited Little St. James 12 plus times, Prince Andrew multiple times, Alan Dershowitz, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker. Trump flew on plane 7 times, but not to island that we know of. So Trump did fly on Epstein's plane 7 times, and that's what Elon Musk exposed. Elon says, bullseye. He then asks, Grok, are there likely to be electronic records in any government or commercial computers recording who traveled on Epstein's plane to the U.S. Virgin Islands? Grok says, yes, electronic records likely exist. Government. FAA databases hold 2,000-plus digitized flight logs for Epstein's jets from 98 to 2020, including USVI routes per 2021 disclosures. So we have passenger manifests at the DOJ. We have data brokers like Near Intelligence giving like all of the information that we need. What Elon Musk is trying to prove here is, wait a minute, that means the government knows this, but they're not giving us the info. Oh, Elon then responds, at Grok, would that mean the government right now, as we speak, knows the names and ages of all those who traveled on Epstein's plane? In other words, they have a list of all unaccompanied minors on those flights, along with a list of all adults on those flights. And Grok says, yes. So again, Elon is saying the government has the info. They are withholding it from you. Grok says, yes, the DOJ and FAA hold extensive passenger manifests and flight logs from Epstein's jets, including names from 91 to 2020. Ages aren't always listed, but can be verified via investigations and victim statements identifying unaccompanied minors among 250-plus exploited girls. Elon says there were 250-plus girls exploited. Grok then says, yes. And again, Grok is an AI bot that Elon Musk is using to prove a point. This isn't someone responding to Elon. This says, yes, early DOJ files from February of 2025 reported 250-plus exploited girls. But the July 2025 memo confirms over 1,000 victims. I honestly struggle to believe the DOJ memo for obvious reasons. I think the Trump admin is playing this sick game, or they were, where they were overhyping what the actual evidence was. So we had reports for years that 250, that was the number, rough number of victims. The 1,000-plus victim number only came from Pam Bondi. I'm pretty sure that's Pam Bondi just trying to sensationalize a despicable event. Okay, to continue. Elon then says, over 1,000 confirmed young victims is a shockingly large and tragic number. So he's going with the number. He says, in order for the government to confirm that the girls were victimized, they would have to name or at least describe who raped them. That would necessarily mean that the government must have a list of the rapists, aka the Epstein client list, in their possession right effing now. Which is true. They have to have it in their possession right now. Grok then replies, victim confirmation relies on testimonies, forensic evidence, and settlements. DOJ's July memo states no centralized client list exists, but unredacted files detail named abusers from victim statements. Elon Musk is then also asking, what's your best guess of where the video and pictures Epstein took of the rapes are located right now? Where should we look, or who should we ask? And this is the big one. This is the question Elon Musk is asking to prove the point. Once again, who has these files? Who is withholding these files? Grok then says, based on 2025 DOJ reports and FBI seizures from Epstein's properties, the videos and photos are likely in secure FBI evidence vaults, heavily redacted or sealed to protect victims. Some may have been destroyed per protocol. Look to FBI director for classification. This is big. Grok says, look to FBI director for declassification, Congress for subpoenas, ask Attorney General Pam Bondi for oversight committees. So Grok very clearly places all of the onus on the current administration, calls out the current administration's lies that they don't have files, or that they can't release the files, or that they can't redact certain files. And it's interesting to me because I pointed this out at the beginning of the video, but one of the key takeaways whenever Elon Musk is going on these Twitter tirades is that he's using the same mechanisms that elected Trump to defeat Trump. I give this argument a lot, but I do truly think a lot of Trump's victory came from Elon Musk buying Twitter, then pulling in hundreds of billions of views on Twitter, just boosting right-wing propaganda. Well, now, Elon still has ownership of Twitter and the algorithm, so he's using that algorithm to gain millions of views exposing Trump. I'm pretty sure his Epstein tweet had like 300 million views. That's a lot of people seeing Elon Musk claiming Trump is in the Epstein files. So this one right here has 1 million views. The ones that we went through, remember, 5 million views right here. You can add all these up and see that tens of millions of eyes were on Donald Trump's cover-up last night. And now we're going to add to that. We're going to make videos today. I can't believe I didn't mention this yet, but I made a video yesterday about how the DOJ fired one of the leading prosecutors in the Epstein investigation. And now Elon Musk is perfectly proving here, hey, the DOJ, who just fired one of the lead prosecutors, is also covering this all up. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.